Hundreds of people attended the hearing, including many who came to express themselves about the upcoming health assessment review by the Department of Health regarding fracking. They came with their mouths taped and wearing doctor's lab coats. Their mouths were taped, signifying that the scientific evaluation has not been yet made available to the public, and because of concern that the review won't be adequate to know all the risks of hydrofracking. Sandra Steingraber, author and biologist, explain the background for today's hearing.
So a secretive health study was undertaken. It is a review that the Department of Environmental Conservation undertook. Now it's the review is being reviewed by the Department of Health, also secretively, with the help of three outside reviewers who are very esteemed colleagues in public health, but they also have gag orders and non-disclosure agreements in their contract. They were paid for only 25 hours worth of work. So taxpayer dollars are being used to study public health, and yet the whole thing is being kept behind veils of secrecy. And we're here to say no. We want to blow the lid off the secrecy. We want the public to be involved in scoping the study. We want public comments. We want public hearings. And we certainly want more than a 25-hour review when the health of 19.5 million New Yorkers is at stake.
Senator Liz Krueger asked Dr. Shah if he planned a review of the effects of fracking on our food.
I've been reading a series of recent reports and articles coming out, including out of the Ithaca area in Cornell, with doctors and veterinarians documenting health problems to the agricultural sector in areas where hydrofracking has been taking place. And I have a great concern about contaminated food going into our food system. Is that part of the surveillance that the state expects to get involved in going forward?
As far as I understand, no decisions have been made. My review is related to just the public health aspects. That does not include food.
Assemblywoman Deborah Glick asked Dr. Shah if he had considered what might happen to New York City water supply in the event of a flood.
You envision the ability of the state to monitor floodwaters that might migrate from, say, Prattsville down into the reservoirs that affect New York City's water?
Good question. I haven't given much thought to that, to be honest, but I mean, that is a book of business that our preparedness folks engage in.
Dr. Shah explained that when the review is completed, it will be available for everyone to see, and that is expected to be in a few weeks. He also said it would be up to the Department of Environmental Conservation to decide whether there would be a longer period for a discussion of the findings